the distinctive sound of the Admiralis mirabilis, the most remarkable butterfly in the world. Its strong hind wings flap faster than a hummingbird. The flapping is so fast it emits a sound that can be both seductive and repellent to the human ear, depending on one's disposition. And this is the distinctive sound a butterfly catcher makes when anticipating the catch of a lifetime.
I almost have it, Solon. I almost have an Admiralis mirabilis. You okay, sir? I'm okay.
Episode 5, The Miracle Admiral.
Pass me the long net. The long net, Solitaire.
Yes, sir. Here it is, sir. Where's it come from, sir? It must be near land.
It's the Admiralis mirabilis, Solitaire. That eye-like pattern on the wings, set to scare off predators.
Oh, damn! Where did it go?
It's flown into the main mast, sir.
Oh, ow!
Whoa, just behind there.
Some kind of net, Nuppy. Something botanical, no doubt.
Indeed. These sausages are delicious. Succulent meat. That navigator spends all day at the crow's nest, singing songs to spiders. I think the man's completely bonkers.
He's here at Lord Banks' request, sir. He's a prisoner from the Gravy Jail. Says he sailed with Bertie.
Sounds like a long story. Now, you look away, young Nick. I'm about to take a handful of sausages and put them in my pocket.
Oh, but the rations, sir.
You think I got my 30 years in the Navy by limiting myself to rations?
Look at that, sir. There are the tea trolley. A butterfly. We must be near land, sir. Oh, no, look, it's gone again.
Young Nick.
Uncle Joseph.
Did you just see a butterfly here?
Yes, Uncle Joseph, I just did. It was standing right there on the tea trolley.
Ah, wonderful work, young Nick. I believe it to be the Admiralis mirabilis. Incredible. Solander. Give Nick your net.
But, sir...
But nothing. Give him your net.
Must you?
Give him your net. Here you go.
I can help too, sir.
Well, I don't really think that's necessary, Solander. We have Nick now. Look at him.
There! The butterfly! It's gone up the foremost, Uncle Joseph.
Which one's that, young Nick?
The big pole.
Ah, yes. Good knowledge. Come on, let's go together.
Yes.
Oh, this is much more fun.
Joseph Banks may have been lazy in many aspects of his life, but when in pursuit, he had the dexterity of a spider monkey, the speed of a champion gazelle, and the determination of a three-humped camel.
There you are, you beauty. If I can just...
Oh! So close, you almost got it, Uncle Joseph!
What? Oh, yes. The madman is right. I see it too. An island, look. An island of butterflies. I shall call it Butterfly Island.
The rocky outcrop in front of them, known as Butterfly Island, is indeed a sight to behold. A volcanic mountain thrust out of the ocean, surrounded by a haze of fluttering color. Butterfly wings flapping a rainbow of temptation. They were on course for a butterfly party. But today, as is oft the case, the silver lining has a cloud.
The storm is definitely coming, Captain Quaker.
Which direction?
According to the underside of my forefinger, northwest from latitude 416, sir.
How long do we have?
Why is he licking his finger, Solander? And why is he sticking it in the air like that?
I dare say he's determining air pressure and isotopic determinants, sir.
Don't be so naive, Solander. Obviously, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'd say 10 hours before the sea will swallow us whole. Unless we take precautionary measures, sir.
What do you suggest we do?
We head due east to the sanctuary of the Alpaca Ocean, sir.
That's the opposite direction from Butterfly Island. This is ridiculous. There's not a black cloud in the sky.
Oh, she's a fast wind, the Northwester, my lord. She stalks like a cheetah. She waits at the edge of the horizon, and then she makes a dash. A typhoon so fast in its approach, you barely have time to finish your biscuit.
Hokum pokum. Where did you get this one, Quaker?
Comes well qualified from life on sea.
We must go to Butterfly Island. The botanical treasures it holds are valuable beyond quantifiable measure.
My lord, our charter is to travel to the Heaven's Clover and observe the transit of Venus. But not unduly risk the lives of my crew for a butterfly hunt.
I beseech you, Captain Quaker. We must travel to this island and botanize. My Uncle Bertie would frown if he were to see us sail past a botanical treasure like a bunch of half-witted shanty shuckers.
I am charged with the safety of this crew. If a storm comes up and sweeps us under from downward...
What storm? I've never seen it so calm.
Sir, it's the calm before the storm, my lord.
Calm before the storm? It's a load of nonsense. What if it's just the calm before some more calm? Or have you ever heard of that? Have you ever noticed it's calm and then you wait and it's even more calm? What if it's the storm before the storm or the calm before the slightly inclement?
The area is charted, sir.
And who's this guy?
I'm a cartographer, sir. This rocky outcrop is a dangerous area for the ship to set anchor due to its volcanic protuberance.
I'll give you a volcanic protuberance.
Sir!
This is typical of you sailors, surrounding yourselves with meteorologists and cartographists and... map touches, they're all just yes men, aren't they, Solander?
Yes, sir. Lord Banks, please. I respect your scientific import of this voyage, so I shall meet you halfway. If we were to take a long boat, would you be able to complete your botanizing within 3 hours?
3 hours? I want 20.
I will not haggle on the safety of the crew. 3 hours or nothing.
19, then.
3 hours, you shall have 3 hours.
I won't take any less than 18. 17. 16. 15.
3 hours, Lord Banks.
14 hours.
Three.
Ugh. All right. Solander, prepare the botanical equipment. I'm not surprised, young Nick. This island shall indeed be a revelation to a mind as impressionable as yours. Solander, have you got the net?
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Nutter, that. Could not return in 6 hours. We'll sail east old bucket till storm passed.
Aye, aye. Bang.
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Of course.
Sausage?
Oh, yes.
What kind of cat is this?
Siamese short hair. I also have some Persian long hair frankfurters in my other pocket.
Mm-hmm. Bring the prisoner down from the crow's nest!
Now, I hate to speak out of turn, but I must say, it is a travesty. A man with your lineage forced to take orders from a shanty sucker.
How do you do it, Nutty?
the Navy teaches one to choose his moment wisely. My rank says I must follow his uneducated command, but I am an aristocrat and a friend of your good uncle, and I assure you that my true allegiance lies with you. The aristocracy shall have its day again.
Thank you, Nutty. Nutty, may I have another sausage?
Oh, sir, you certainly try the long hair.
Wait, wait for the prisoner. Excuse me.
Good morning, Lord Banks.
Oh, good morning, Sergeant Jules. Good morning, Crawley George.
You can't see him at the moment, but he's with. Good morning, Lord Banks.
Oh.
In spider language,
though. It's lovely.
The Navigator is a strange man, sir. You placed a lot of trust in him.
I believe he speaks the truth, Nutty. He will guide us through the boiling ocean.
He is bloody weird.
Huh? What's that? Coming out of that man's mouth.
It's a sausage.
No, not the sausage. Not the sausage. No.
What's he doing, Nutty? He's convulsing.
He seems to be responding poorly to the sight of your sausage, my lord.
This way, prisoner.
Fascinating. Fascinating indeed.
We're boarding, Lord Banks.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a pleasure, sir.
The HMS Fortitude weighs anchor, swings her mighty davits, and lowers a longboat into the murky water. A crew is selected for the journey to the mysterious island of butterflies.
Now, everybody, there will be plant life aboard this island. Under no circumstances, anyone who is not a botanist allowed to touch a plant. Is that understood?
I am anxious to acquire provisions to feed the crew, Lord Banks. If the flora of this island provides berries and fruit, I shall instruct my crew to wear gloves and collect as much as possible.
Very well. But I shall not be wearing gloves, as I require tactile sensations in order to make sound botanical judgments.
Sir, will I be allowed to touch the plants?
No, Solander, you're not a botanist.
I've been voraciously reading your Uncle Bertie's magnum opus, sir.
Oh, you think reading makes you a botanist? Don't be absurd, Solander. Do you think a bee learns how to impregnate a flower from reading? Do you think a Venus mothtrap catches its prey because it read a few books, saw some diagrams on how to do it in an encyclopedia? It has nothing to do with reading, Solander. It's either in your blood or it is not. Young Nick here probably hasn't read a single book on botany. Isn't that right, Nick?
Not one.
Exactly my point. But he is a botanist because it is in his blood. Nick, you may touch the plants. Solander, you can read all you like, but all you're good for is fetching slippers, making hotties, and fluffing pillows. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's that interesting thing you're doing there, Quaker?
Rowing, my lord.
Don't be absurd. We have a man for that. The one with the flies in his beard.
They call me Greedy Pete, my lord.
I actually don't care what they call you.
As captain of this ship, I like to lead by example. So, I row. And anyone else who joins me will rise in my estimation.
They'll drop in mine. You do not break the rules of aristocracy.
Look, sir, to your left, a welcoming party of butterflies.
Ooh. They look a bit small, Solander.
Butterfly Island is known for two things. Butterflies, of course, and plums. Describing the island to you, dear listener, is difficult, for words alone cannot do it justice. We are, however, extremely lucky to have the recordings of the great anthropological travel musician Whitaker Thoreau. The following song combines the spirit of Butterfly Island with the knowledge of a seasoned geologist and the profoundly joyous melodies and ancient syncopations of the Northern Isles of Gravy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that we bring to you the song voted number 87 in the most influential ballads of the Gravy Isles. Here is Whitaker Thoreau with Butterflies and Plums.
A rocky
archipelago upon the glassy sea. Volcanic in origin, it immediately occurred to me. Above its rocky surface was the sight surreal and rare. And then the swarm of butterflies hovering, circling in the air. Butterflies and plums, butterflies and plums. I've never seen an island with such butterflies. Butterflies and plums, butterflies and plums. I hope to explore this island and its butterflies and plums.
Come on, boys, put your back into it. All that greedy people, mind your back, lads. Here we go now, heave it up, heave it up, hold it, hold it, heave it. There you go now. Come on, pull them on boats over there. Slide it in gently. There we go. Down she goes. Blow the bugle, Jeffreys. Gentlemen, we have but 3 hours. We shall split into groups. I shall lead a tour party collecting provisions for the ship.
Are we picking plums, sir?
Indeed we are. Lord Banks will have 3 hours to botanize or chase butterflies, whatever takes his fancy.
It is not a fancy, sir. It is a life passion that will benefit science itself.
The party shall return before the weather closes in, on the sound of the bugle. Jeffreys, perform for them the departure overture. When you hear the overture, it means you return to the longboat immediately, no matter what you're doing. Does everyone understand?
Aye, Captain.
Always watching the clock, eh, Quaker? Not so confident out here on terra firma. You need a pair of these land legs. Solander, young Nick, we're going to traverse to that mountain there, the pointy one. That's button eyes.
Ah, look, made it to the lower plateau. Well done, young Nick and Solander.
Thank you, sir. If my darling Clementine could see me now, she would be thrilled on my behalf.
I should say she would.
My lord, the colony of miniature Mirabilis down the western crevice. Would you like me to catch some more butterflies for you, sir?
You're so puffed, Solander. No, look, those ones are tiny. Ew, why would I want those? I want the big ones. Like the one we saw on the Fortitude.
I suspect they're larger at higher altitude, my lord.
Yes, that's what I was about to think. We must go higher.
This traverse looks very treacherous. Could be a dangerous climb, sir.
Listen to him, young Nick. Scared of a little mountain. Honestly, he's not a man's man like us, Nick.
Yes, Uncle Joseph. I must admit, though, rather high up here.
Well, the higher you go, the bigger they get, young Nick. Pass me my hand stirrup, Solander, and open up that packet of crampons. I'll use them to traverse the craggy crest.
I believe these to be one single sex of the species, sir. Performing some kind of airborne ritual as an incitement to mate. Driving the many smaller butterflies of the other sex into a pheromonal frenzy. To extemporize, I believe the larger butterflies will be further up, towards the crater.
Different sexes. Have you been checking between their legs, Solander? No. This is clearly a different species. Yes.
an aristocratic superspecies of butterfly. This may conclusively prove the existence of aristocracies across all types of nature.
With all due respect, sir, there's a slight flaw in your thesis.
With no respect, there's a slight flaw in your skull, and it's called your brain, Solander.
Uncle Joseph, I see a big one.
Where? Yes. Yes, that's the one I want. You beauty. Look at it.
It seems to be beckoning us to follow it, sir.
You're right. Its little antennae are making a kind of curling, beckoning gesture. Let's follow.
What hardy breed of butterfly could reside upon this land? Sounding not unlike a hummingbird and larger than an average man's hand. Could it be the fabled species Admiralis mirabilis? Yes, on all available evidence, it's Admiralis mirabilis. Butterflies and plums, butterflies and plums. I'd never seen an island with such butterflies and plums.
And so Lord Banks and his entourage follow the magnificent Admiralis mirabilis to the higher slopes of Mount Butterfly. Little did Lord Banks know that this butterfly would change his life forever.
The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, a Howl original and a production of Mid-Roll Media and South Coast Shenanigans. Coming up next time.
Oh, my giddy gaddy.
Butterflies. Millions of them. They must be nesting in the crater.
Oh, what impressive specimens.
They're so big.
And look. Oh. There's the one I want. There. I'm going to sneak up to it. Hold still. What was that?
It means the weather is about to turn foul, sir.
I can think of something that is to turn much fouler than any weather that has ever existed, and that is my mood. If we don't catch that alpha, ignore it.